Weekend Breakfast on your number one news and talk station.
Okay, so we're here. Nikki Bush is here, and we love Nikki because Nikki brings in color. Nikki brings in toys. And so we've got all of that here in studio with us in our little OB van outside the Kingsmead Book Fair. We're right at the entrance. If you're coming through, say hello and then come give us a kiss and we may give you another kiss back. Okay? Nikki Bush is in our OB van. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning, Pamela.
We're playing outside today. So quite apt for our discussion. And it is good to play outside. Even though it's a little chilly and nippy and all of those wonderful things, it's actually good to be outside.
It's fabulous to be outside. And I think, you know, what I'm talking about today is World Outdoor Classroom Day.
Yeah.
And this takes place on the 17th of May. So that's next week. Yeah. And it's really a bid by the Dirt is Good Foundation to get children outside and to get schools to take children outside. And I think what is really an indictment is that there's this amazing statistic that 2 in 3 children globally play outside for less than an hour and a half a day. That's less than the 2-hour guideline for maximum security prisoners in the US.
Oh my word, Nikki.
Isn't that quite shocking? And we know just how beneficial playing outside and being outdoors is for children.
Can I tell you for free something that is completely off from where we're discussing now, but I just want to tell you the importance and the effect I personally have had with outdoors, just personally outdoors. So I worked for about 6-7 years in an environment where we started off at 7. And we finished at 7. So it was, I suppose, for many people, a full day, working day. Nothing abnormal about that. A lot of people do that. However, we were working in an environment where we didn't have sun. We didn't have any windows. Everything was artificial. Artificial light, artificial air.
Yep.
And can I tell you, everybody that worked with us, 3 weeks in, would always get sick.
Well, probably depressed and sick.
We would be sick. We would be depressed. I mean, it would be horrible. It didn't matter what it is that we tried to buy in. So we would, you know, all kinds of money cannot buy the actual weather, right?
Yep.
It would be, of course, we would comfortable. So in other words, you would have the aircon or whatever, heat or whatever. However, we didn't see the sun. And do you know how sick we got?
Yep,
we got depressed, we got sick, we got all kinds of things.
Your circadian rhythms get messed up because we have biorhythms that work with the rhythms of nature.
Yes.
So the rising of the sun and the setting of the sun is very important for the chemicals in the brain, the melatonin levels. But also going back to the fact that we as human beings are multisensory.
Yes.
And we need different textures, different smells, different forms of light. We need to interact with our real world because it gives us sensory feedback.
Mm.
And it reminds us that we are human beings and it's that concrete interaction with the world. It's how children, going back to children, experience the world. So that sense of wonder and awe because nature has those rhythms. And having them see right now in Johannesburg that the leaves are turning brown and falling off the trees. Mm. We are going through one of those cycles of going into a different season. And so the temperature changes. The angle of the sun changes. The warmth of the sun changes. All these things are minute little details to begin with. Then they become much bigger. And then they make sense to us.
Mm.
And we move on in our brains to a different place. So I think in Africa, we are extremely lucky that we have space, number one, and we have access to the outdoors. And yet we still have to remind ourselves to take our children outside.
Mm.
You know, in the Northern Hemisphere, you can have children who do not ever experience a blade of grass, a real one, say, for example, in New York, unless they get taken to Central Park.
Mm.
Often they live in flats and high-rise apartments, and their preschools are on the top of buildings or inside a building, and they have astroturf.
Mm.
They don't know what the real grass feels like, or as you said, real sunlight feels like on their skins. So let's celebrate the fact that we actually do have access, but let's make sure that we take our children out and help them to enjoy the outdoors. So here's another statistic. Half of visits, that's 50%, or an estimated 1.5 billion visits, this is a worldwide stat, to parks and green spaces involved walking with a dog, only 9% with a child.
Oh, my word.
Doesn't that make you take your breath? Yeah, oh, take word. A breath. And I think,
know,
what's happening, of course, is because parents are very busy,
sure,
and we're not at home maybe during daylight hours, we don't get our children out during the week, which means we have to make a very concerted effort to get our children outdoors on weekends. And then I give talks all over the country. I go and speak in places like Hartbeespoort Port Dam, and where people have moved away from Johannesburg city centre to live in nature, or even the Natal Midlands, where I often speak. And I have the parents coming up to me at the end of my talk saying, thank you for reminding us why we moved away from the big city, but you've reminded us that we're not doing what we promised to do, which is actually enjoy the outdoors. It is so easy because we have so much indoor entertainment on a screen to take the easy route, the less time-consuming things that take up less energy, to actually just flop in front of a screen and go, and we do this passive entertainment thing of watching TV or interacting with gaming on a screen, etc. And I'm not saying that screens are terrible, but we need to balance screen time with outdoor time, especially with children, because they must experience things. And right now, there's some really fun things you could be doing. Rubbings of bark.
Yeah.
Off trees, rubbings of autumn leaves under a piece of paper with a wax crayon.
I think we need to sit and really talk about this, Nikki, and maybe we need to have a whole session where we invite people to come through, because I am witnessing more and more. You were saying how, for instance, in New York, so people have adapted to that. They now know they need to go out to a park, right? But there is less effort to provide spaces.
Oh, yes.
In cities, in our neighborhoods, yes. For instance, where you don't find spaces available, for instance, in Alexandria, and we wonder what that does to children.
Well, it's terrible, and let me tell you that schools in Alexandria do not have playgrounds.
But that's what I'm saying.
And what it leads to is extreme frustration,
yes,
and destruction of property,
yes,
because the children. I ask the principal, so what do the children do during break time? Well, they stand on the corridors, and if they have the opportunity to get back into the classroom, they then break the furniture.
Throw things around.
Because the frustration levels are so high. Children, A, need to move.
Mm.
B, they need space.
Mm.
And they need that opportunity to be outdoors. So let's celebrate. Go on to outdoorclassroomday.co.za.
Sure.
Register your schools. Register your kids. We're trying to get as many schools and principals registered as possible to rekindle that interest in the outdoors. We have to remind ourselves.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Nikki, you are going to be in a fantastic session today. Tell me more.
I am. At 4 o'clock this afternoon, I'll be back here at the Kingsmead Book Fair. Myself and Emma Sadlier,
yes,
will be discussing digital and dangerous. So obviously my book is Tech Savvy Parenting,
yes,
and we are going to be talking about why we need to balance our children's experience with the digital world.
You've got a ball. I'm trying to connect the dots.
I have a beach ball. Let's,
yes,
be more specific. A blow-up inflatable beach ball. These,
yes,
beach balls, if you go into your local plastic warehouse, will cost you about 15 Rand.
Yeah.
And I use beach balls when I run my digital safety talks for parents and for children and teachers, because I believe in concrete learning.
Yes.
And we do processes with these beach balls to teach digital safety with a beach ball, I ask you. And you know what is so interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Is how many children come up to me at the end of the sessions and ask me if they can have my beach balls.
Oh, wow.
They are fascinated with a 15 Rand piece of plastic, and they are so innovative, and they have such fun hitting, kicking, bouncing, rolling these balls together. And I use these beach balls with children from age 8 all the way through to matric.
Sure.
And they are all equally inspired by a plastic beach ball.
Nikki Bushy, later at 4, huh?
Wonderful. I'll see you back here at 4.
It's now 8:30.